Narrated Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with both of them. The first event of Qasama in the pre-Islamic period of ignorance was practiced by us, i.e., Bani Hashim. A man from Bani Hashim was employed by a Qurayshi man from another branch family. The Hashimi laborer set out with the Qurayshi driving his camels. There passed by him another man from Bani Hashim. The leather robe of the latter's bag had broken, so he said to the laborer, "Will you help me by giving me a robe in order to tie the handle of my bag, lest the camels should run away from me?" The laborer gave him a robe, and the latter tied his bag with it. When the caravan halted, all the camels' legs were tied with their fetters, except one camel. The employer asked the laborer, "Why, from among all the camels, has this camel not been fettered?" He replied, "There is no fetter for it." The Qurayshi asked, "Where is its fetter?" and hit the laborer with a stick that caused his death. Later on, just before his death, a man from Yemen passed by him. The laborer asked him, "Will you go for the pilgrimage?" He replied, "I do not think I will attend it, but perhaps I will attend it." The Hashimi laborer said, "Will you please convey a message for me once in your life?" The other man said, "Yes." The laborer wrote, "When you intend the pilgrimage, call the family of Quraysh, and if they respond to you, call the family of Bani Hashim, and if they respond to you, ask about Abu Talib, and tell him that so-and-so has killed me for a fetter." Then the laborer expired. When the employer reached Mecca, Abu Talib visited him and asked, "What has happened to our companion?" He said, "He became ill and I looked after him nicely, but he died, and I buried him." Then Abu Talib said, "The deceased deserved this from you." After some time, the messenger whom the laborer has asked to convey the message reached Mecca during the pilgrimage season. He called, "O the family of Quraysh!" The people replied, "This is Quraysh." Then he called, "O the family of Bani Hashim!" Again the people replied, "This is Bani Hashim." He asked, "Who is Abu Talib?" The people replied, "This is Abu Talib." He said, "So-and-so has asked me to convey a message to you that so-and-so has killed him for a fetter of a camel." Then Abu Talib went to the Qurayshi killer and said to him, "Choose one of three alternatives. If you wish, give us 100 camels, because you have murdered our companion. Or if you wish, 50 of your men should take an oath that you have not murdered our companion. And if you do not accept this, we will kill you in Qisas." The killer went to his people and they said, "We will take an oath." Then a woman from Bani Hashim, who was married to one of them, i.e., the Qurayshis, and had given birth to a child from him, came to Abu Talib and said, "O Abu Talib, I wish that my son, from among the 50 men, should be excused from this oath, and that he should not take the oath when the oath taken is carried on." Abu Talib excused him. Then another man from them came to Abu Talib and said, "O Abu Talib, you want 50 persons to take an oath instead of giving 100 camels, and that means each man has to give 2 camels in case he does not take an oath. So there are 2 camels I would like you to accept from me and excuse me from taking an oath when the oaths are taken." Abu Talib accepted them from him. Then 48 men came and took the oath. Ibn Abbas further said, "By him in whose hand my soul is, before the end of that year, none of those 48 persons remained alive."